Welcome to the 108th episode of Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Masters in Counseling Psychology, longtime astrologer, psychic healer, and yogi. I'm excited to share this 108th episode, as 108 is an important spiritual number. It is the amount of beads on a full mala when we chant Sanskrit mantra japa. So we are doing a special Sanskrit mantra 108 episode. Stay tuned and raise your vibration. Welcome to the 108th episode of Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. Of course, we will be celebrating our 108th episode with a mantra episode. 108 is an important spiritual number in Vedic teachings. It has an astrological origin as well. 9 symbolizes the number of planets in Vedic astrology times the 12 zodiac constellations. 9 times 12 equals 108. The traditional planets in Vedic astrology are the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, the North Node called Rahu, and the South Node Ketu. 108 is the number of beads or seeds on a mala, the necklace that we use to count mantra japa, or repetition of Sanskrit mantra. So when I was tuning into what this special 108 episode would be on, my Sanskrit mantra teacher, Namadeva Acharya, Thomas Ashley Ferran, blasted into my consciousness from his spiritual abode in Vaikuntha, the high Vedic heaven. Namadeva left his body in 2010, but still guides me on a daily basis, especially when it comes to mantra recommendations and chanting. So from spirit, Namadeva said to me, "Look what's happening in the world right now. That should inform your next episode." So we hit the magic master date of 2-2-2-2-2 yesterday, day of the planetary ascended masters. The spiritual light pulsing until the planet is strong. The fifth dimensional grid of love and unity consciousness is being anchored onto the earth, overlaying the third dimensional matrix. However, the third dimensional energies hold on, kicking and screaming, with old timelines, both personally and collectively, coming to a head, such as a war in Eastern Europe, the U.S. Pluto return, and more. So we have fifth dimensional energies blasting into the planet at the same time the third dimensional consciousness is reactivating the old timeline from World War II, with a war on the European continent, potentially, and the 1950s Cold War with Russia and the U.S. What the heck is going on here? The old order dies hard. We need to anchor the fifth dimensional grid of peace, love, and light onto the planet like the spiritual warriors we are. Speaking of warriors, there is a planetary war going on between Venus and Mars. The planet of cooperation and love, Venus, and the warmonger, Mars, are duking it out. Amazing when the planets mirror reality, or is it? As astrologers, we notice archetypal energies of the planets playing out constantly in the world. Weirdly enough, the planetary war occurring with Venus and Mars began on the day of love, Valentine's Day, February 14th, when they conjuncted together at 15 degrees Capricorn and have been traveling together within 1 degree of each other in Capricorn until March 7th, when they both simultaneously shift into 0 degrees Aquarius and stay together within a degree or two until Venus breaks away around March 22nd. Interestingly, a month after the planetary master's alignment of February 22nd, or 222. So we can look at this planetary war of Mars and Venus mirroring the global war right now, where Russia is being the archetypal aggressive Mars, lining up its troops and bullying its way over Ukrainian boundaries and borders, while the U.S. is trying to keep peace and being the Venusian country trying to use diplomacy. But martial Russia seems to be marching into Ukraine, picking a fight So what can we do, citizens of the world, to stop this martial war-like timeline from playing out on our planet? Haven't we evolved beyond this yet? Nope, not with the certain characters running countries in our world. We still have the power and greed grabbers of the third dimension holding on to their old ways. But what we can do is perform an ancient practice that has been on the planet for thousands of years, coming from ancient India, and that is chanting Sanskrit mantras. Sanskrit is a vibrational language that infuses the chanter and quantum field with the qualities of the mantra, such as love, health, peace, healing, prosperity, removing obstacles. Go back and listen to all my previous podcasts on Sanskrit mantras for more information. So I thought it is a perfect time to teach and chant mantras for restoration of world dharma. So that basically means let's restore peace to the planet and have things come into right order according to the higher vibrations that the planetary masters are beaming down onto us. So restoration of world dharma, this is a stack of mantras that my teacher Namadeva Acharya compiled before his death to help the state of the world. I'm going to teach a selection from this group of mantras. Please help the world by chanting along with me and continuing the Sanskrit japa practice in your daily life. When we come back, I'll teach the mantras for restoration of world dharma from Thomas Ashley Ferrand. Welcome back to our 108th episode. I'm going to teach the Sanskrit mantras for restoration of world dharma from Thomas Ashley Ferrand, and I'm going to chant each one 27 times, but I highly suggest that you chant them 108 times each to get full effect and to help shift our third dimensional reality into a fifth dimensional higher consciousness world. So 27 repetitions is a quarter of a mala. A half a mala is 54, and the full mala is 108. So these are five mantras that are here to shift consciousness and clear. The first mantra actually comes from Tibetan Buddhism, but here is the Sanskrit alliteration. That mantra is Hung Vajra Pat. It's a mantra to drive away negative influences. It's called a Vajrapani mantra. Vajrapani is known as a fearless protector deity, and by invoking this mantra, one is able to keep himself or herself protected, as well as releasing and removing negative energies, negative entities, and that which is no longer serving him or herself. So this also happens with the group consciousness and with the group, i.e. Russia, the United States, European countries, the planet. So in Tibetan Buddhist tradition, Vajrapani is one of the three main protective bodhisattvas, or Buddha to be, or one who seeks enlightenment for the benefit of all. The bodhisattva vow is when an enlightened being decides that they will not be liberated from embodiment, but will come back and incarnate as a high spiritual being to help all beings reach enlightenment. So Vajrapani is a protective bodhisattva. The name comes from the Sanskrit Vajra, meaning thunderbolt, and Pani, meaning in the hand. The protector of the Buddha, Vajrapani is frequently depicted dancing among flames and holding a lightning bolt in his right hand. Vajrapani is the indestructible power of the Buddha, helping us overcome the delusions, poisons, and attachments that prevent our progress, individually or collectively. So the mantra Hung Vajrapat translates to, quote, by the power of will, I invoke the thunderbolt of my mind. So this is our first mantra in our set of Restoration of World Dharma, but this one has also got a very practical effect if you want to clear space. Hung Vajrapat. You can also clap. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go through a room. Let's say you're in a hotel and you want to clear out the energy of the people who were there before you. Go through the room, or you're going to buy a house and you want to clear out the energy of the former residents. Go through and say, Hung Vajrapat. 1, 2, 3, 4. And do that in all the corners and throughout the house. But for our purposes of this stack of mantra, we're going to chant Hung Vajrapat 27 times, and I urge you to continue and do 108. So here we go. Hung Vajrapat, 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 Hung Vajrapat. Our next mantra for Restoration of World Dharma is another Tibetan mantra that has been alliterated into Sanskrit. And that mantra is Om Vajra Sattva Hung. So it's the H-U-N-G that we have at the beginning of Hung Vajrapat, and we put it on the end of Om Vajra Sattva Hung. Now, Vajra Sattva is the great purifier in Tibetan Buddhism. Vajra Sattva practice is an essential element of Tibetan Buddhist practices. In addition, the Vajra Sattva mantra is regarded as having the ability to purify karma, bring peace, and cause enlightened activity in general. So very appropriate here for what's happening on the planet right now. On a personal level, the Vajra Sattva purification practice, which is more powerful than negative karma, can prevent you from experiencing the problems that negative karma would otherwise bring you. So clean out your karmic self and do the Om Vajra Sattva Hung mantra, which translates to, quote, Om, I invoke that supreme purifying power of universal mind, repository of all accomplishing and irresistible compassion taught by the great bodhisattvas, rinpoches, and rishis. So join me in chanting Om Vajra Sattva Hung. Om Vajra Sattva Hung, 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 Om Vajra Sattva Hung. So the third mantra in our stack, we're going to switch gears now and we're going to do some goddess mantras. First one we're going to do is Chamunde, which is an aspect of Durga. And so Chamunde is very powerful feminine deity of protection. The mantra is Om Aim Hrim Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha. Yeah, it sounds like a mouthful, but when you chant along with me, you'll see it flows quite smoothly. It's also in the show notes. You can read and get the correct pronunciation or alliteration. So the mantra actually means Om and salutations to she who is radiant with power and wisdom. It's very good for proactive protection, destruction of negative forces or entities, and it can also bring self-confidence into the chanter after a prolonged use. So again, to get Chamunde on your side and get her to take care and restore world dharma, we chant Om Aim Rim Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha. Here we go. Om Aim Rim Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha. 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 And so our fourth mantra is another goddess mantra, another aspect of the fierce Durga Chandika. And so it's quite a simple mantra, Om Chandikaye Namaha. And it translates to salutations to she who has victory over demons, or salutations to her who is fierce to the despoilers of the world. Watch out, Chandika is going to kick some butt. So the mantra is Om Chandikaye Namaha. And imagine a very fierce but beautiful goddess with weapons just getting rid of all those despoilers in the world, the negativity, and writing world dharma. So please chant with me, Om Chandikaye Namaha. 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 Om Chandakaye Namaha. Okay, so the fifth mantra in the stack is, again, an easier one. It's Om Vidrahaya Namaha. Om and salutations to him who destroys evil for the protection of Dharma. Here we go, to restore Dharma. Om Vidrahaya Namaha. 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 And we have a bonus mantra in the stack, and this is one for peace. And that mantra is Om Shanti Om. Om peace, Om peace. That's what the world needs now, sweet peace. Let's chant for that world peace now. Om Shanti Om, 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 Om Shanti Om. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine on Sanskrit Mantras for Restoration of World Dharma. Please remember to subscribe, download, share, and give us a 5-star review. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine sending you healing Sanskrit mantra vibrations for restoration of global peace through the quantum field.